By the time he reached the Dogon clearing, he was out of breath and only able to trot, in spite of his sense of urgency. The wind continued to rise, pushing against him, and the high branches of the ironwood trees had begun to whisper. The air was still warm, but Tim didn't think it would stay that way for long. He needed to get under cover, and he hoped to do so in this Dogon thing. But when he entered the clearing, he barely spared a glance for the round, metal-roofed building which stood at the base of the skeletal tower with its blinking light. He had seen something else that took all his attention and stole his breath. Am I seeing that? Am I really seeing that? Gods, he whispered. The path, as it crossed the clearing, was paved in some smooth, dark material, so bright that it reflected both the trees dancing in the rising wind and the sunset-tinged clouds flowing overhead. It ended at a rock precipice. The whole world seemed to end there, and to begin again, 100 wheels or more distant. In between was a great chasm of rushing air in which leaves danced and swirled. There were bin rusties as well. They rose and twisted helplessly in the eddies and currents. Some were obviously dead, the wings ripped from their bodies. Tim hardly noticed the great chasm and the dying birds, either. To the left of the metal road, about 3 yards from the place where the world dropped off into nothingness, there stood a round cage made of steel bars. Overturned in front of it was a battered tin bucket he knew all too well. In the cage, pacing slowly around a hole in the center, was an enormous tiger. It saw the staring, gape-mouthed boy and approached the bars. Its eyes were as large as points balls, but a brilliant green instead of blue. On its hide, stripes of dark orange alternated with those of richest midnight black. Its ears were cocked. Its snout wrinkled back from long, white teeth. It growled. The sound was low, like a silk garment being ripped slowly up a seam. It could have been a greeting, but Tim somehow doubted it. Around its neck was a silver collar. From this hung 2 objects. One looked like a playing card. The other was a key with a strange, twisted shape.